Vandegraaff.
It's going to be a toasty one today. Make sure you don't overdo it. Sunglasses, sunscreen. Yeah, that SPF is important. 90 degrees or so this afternoon. That is definitely early for this time of year. As we head into the evening, temperatures in the 60s, just some scattered clouds. Very mild evening headed our way. Tomorrow, upper 80s, maybe a few degrees less. But by late in the day, a few showers or storms possible as a frontal system comes across our area. That'll be a sign that temperatures will shift a little bit for Wednesday, but still warm, low 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
64 degrees in Washington, 63 in Upper Marlboro, and 59 in Woodbridge.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
could be the hottest day of the year today. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Local college students continue protesting the war in Gaza. I'm Lynn Bowie.
The Secretary of State is back in the Middle East amid growing pressure for a ceasefire and hostage release.
New moms struggling with mental health conditions get a boost from a day of worldwide support. I'm Gigi Barnett.
Cleanup begins after tornadoes hammer parts of the country, including Nebraska and Oklahoma, over the weekend.
6 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A deadly storm system has moved through the Midwest. Forecasters say more than 100 tornadoes were reported across six states Friday alone. 11 ripped across the plains Saturday and Sunday. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable. We've had four confirmed fatalities. One was here, just right here on the corner. They just removed her body, and two in Ada, and then one up down in Marietta.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We continue to see tornado watches. They are in effect in portions of Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi, though the tornado threat is much lower.
New diplomatic efforts to stop the fighting in Gaza and bring home hostages. CBS's Tina Kraus is at the foreign desk.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken flew into Saudi Arabia this morning on his seventh visit to the region since the war began nearly 7 months ago, arriving hours after President Biden had a phone call with Prime Minister Netanyahu about Israel's possible ground assault on Rafah. The Biden administration is pushing Israel to boost humanitarian aid. Israel says it's a top priority.
CBS News' first battleground tracker of the year asked Americans about who they're leaning toward in the presidential race and why. CBS's Anthony Salvanto.
Those who say economy is a major factor are favoring former President Trump. Those who point to democracy as the major factor are going towards President Joe Biden.
Firsts in the case of the virus that causes AIDS. CBS's Matt Piper.
The CDC believes it's the first documented cases of people contracting HIV through a cosmetic procedure using needles. Three women were getting vampire facials, which involved blood to rejuvenate the skin. But a federal investigation found the clinic reused disposable equipment.
Cosmetic needles are also used for injecting Botox and other facial fillers. New milestone in Baltimore. The first container ship has arrived at the port there since the Key Bridge collapse last month. It entered through the fourth temporary channel created since the disaster. It's expected to close, though, in a few days after allowing several ships that have been stuck to get out. Last night in Houston. Rolling Stones showed no signs of slowing down. Mick Jagger revved up the crowd, strutting up and down the stage with the energy of someone half of his 80 years as the band kicked off their new tour at NRG Stadium, promoting their new album, Hackney Diamonds. S&P futures up 7. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on Monday, April 29th. We have 65 degrees now. Highs today, later around 90. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. So it is going to be a hot one today, as you just heard. How hot, you ask? Likely record-breaking heat is on the way. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the good and bad news about today's high temps.
Today's record is 91 set back in 2017.
And 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff says it's possible today will be even hotter.
The good news is we're not in a very high humidity situation like we typically would see late summer, July or August.
There will be some breeze. He says make sure you've got sunscreen.
I think our UV index should be today around 8. So that means a pretty quick sunburn time, you know, 10 to 15 minutes or so.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Of course, we'll keep you updated throughout the day in traffic and weather on the 8th. Meanwhile, George Washington University is one of many college campuses nationwide where students are protesting the war in Gaza. And WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports GW's president is again calling on demonstrators at an encampment there to leave immediately.
But protesters at George Washington University say they will not leave until their demands are met. They want the school to drop charges against pro-Palestine student organizers and divest from companies selling technology and weapons to Israel. GW's president just released a statement urging protesters to vacate University Yard immediately and move to a different location. She says the encampment violates rules and referenced offensive behavior and hateful language at the demonstration. Protests and rallies are also happening at Georgetown, American, and George Mason universities. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Montgomery County Police are investigating after vandals targeted a sign in front of a Rockville synagogue. Temple Beth Ami on Travilla Road says in a Facebook post, a banner it's displayed for years that reads, "We Stand With Israel," was defaced with red spray paint in an attempt to replace Israel with Palestine. Rabbi Gary Pakra says he supports free speech, but that vandalism is not a part of that. He tells NBC4.
We look to every life as being worthy of being lived in peace and with dignity. We want that for Palestinians. We want it for Israelis.
The synagogue plans to put up a new banner as soon as possible.
D.C.-based World Central Kitchen is resuming its work to provide food to the people of Gaza as the war rages on. It comes nearly a month after 7 of its workers were killed in an Israeli attack there. The nonprofit's CEO says the group is restarting efforts to get as much food into Gaza as possible by land, air, or sea. In a statement released yesterday, the group says it has trucks loaded with nearly 8 million meals ready to enter Gaza through the Rafah crossing. The Israeli military has apologized for its attack on the aid workers and has changed its rules of operation. But World Central Kitchen is still demanding an impartial international investigation into what happened.
A day of worldwide support for new moms struggling with mental health conditions is coming up. As WTOP's Gigi Barnett explains, many women don't know they're suffering from postpartum depression.
Jennifer Davis remembers bringing home her baby girl 11 years ago and her son 7 years later. They weren't the happy time she'd expected.
Wasn't eating regularly, wasn't leaving the house unless I had doctor's appointments, showering.
It wasn't until years later that Davis realized she'd suffered through postpartum mental health disorders.
I didn't talk to anyone because I was embarrassed.
She's now a member of the national nonprofit Postpartum Support International, which helps struggling new moms. It's teaming up with other support groups to mark World Maternal Mental Health Day on Wednesday. Wendy Davis heads up the group.
We want to reduce the shame and stigma of this, and how we do that is getting as much information out in the public as possible.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in Money News, a local pub announces it's closing its doors forever. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
America is in a race for its future. Our nation has abundant oil and natural gas to make us more energy independent. We have the advantage, but foreign nations want to fill growing energy needs and leave America in the dust, weakening our security and idling our economy. We can't let that happen. Let's harness America's energy advantage and secure our future. Go to lightsonenergy.com. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Good morning, it's 6:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. How is Monday morning treating us, Rita Kessler?
Well, we're starting to see some more things happen on the area roadways. Let's start out in Maryland with the longstanding problem that we have on Route 1 in Jessup. This is closed between Patuxent Range Road and Guilford Road for the crash investigation. You're under redirection there. 32 and 175 are good places to take yourself off to work yourself around. Riggs Road near Saranac Street is a report of a wreck. Also, eastbound University Boulevard after Rhode Island Avenue in College Park is a report of a wreck. And northbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue after Dower House Road, watch for the broken down trash truck sitting in the right lane. Outer loop of the Beltway slows from New Hampshire, headed around toward Georgia Avenue. On to 70 southbound, seeing delays out of Urbana and headed past 109. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV?
Maybe.
Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
It's going to be a hot day this afternoon. Yeah, we'll use the hot word, the H word. It's going to be a toasty one, 90 degrees or so across the metro area. That's something we typically have to wait to a little bit later in the season to see. Now, as we head into the evening, it's going to be mild. Temperatures will stay in the 60s. Tomorrow, after a very mild start, another warm day to near hot, upper 80s. Chance of a few late day showers or storms a possibility. Cold front will come through, dropping temperatures back slightly. Wednesday, low 80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. By Thursday, mid 80s. Going to stay warm probably until about Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
60 this morning in Herndon, 61 in Hyattsville, 64 in Foggy Bottom. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. A favorite watering hole in the Woodley Park community has announced it's closing its doors forever. McIntyre's Pub on Connecticut Avenue in Northwest said on X over the weekend that its landlord has chosen to sell the building, leaving them no viable options to stay open. Owners Carl Hemmer and Dale Shields thanked their staff and the community for being so supportive over the years. The Post added that current government policies in D.C. have made it impossible to operate in the city. Their last day open is scheduled for May 11th.
The CEO of Paramount Global is expected to step down today after 8 years at the helm. Bob Bakish was recruited by Sherry Redstone in 2016 to bring order to the company after a very public legal brawl with Viacom. Paramount's board of directors is deep in exclusive acquisition talks with Skydance Media and Redbird Capital, and it's become clear Skydance CEO David Ellison would take the helm of the enlarged Paramount Skydance operation.
It's 6:11.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Here is Marianne Monroe, Vice President of Total Experience Solutions and Services at Maximus, on the 2024 CX Exchange.
Quantifying the business impact is so critical to CX. Otherwise, it's not tangible. For some agencies, it's about cost reduction and cost savings. And we've been able to partner with our agencies to do this, to help improve efficiency and effectiveness of interactions.
Listen to the entire discussion on Federal News Network Search CX Exchange. Create connections on every channel to elevate and transform customer engagement. The Maximus Total Experience Management Solution is redefining the customer experience to move your mission forward. Seamlessly blending human-centered design, data insights and secure technology into one digitally powered solution. Reimagining government service delivery at maximus.com/TXM-solution. Again, that's maximus.com/TXM-solution.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
What's the color of your commute? On the Virginia Railway Express, it's green. Green for the dollars you save and green for the reduction in your carbon footprint. Riding VRE is a win, both for your wallet and the environment. And the benefits go beyond that. Experience a commute like no other. Safe, reliable, convenient, and comfortable. Visit VRE.org to find your green ride. That's VRE.org.
For home digging projects, there's do-it-yourself. Or hire it out. Either way, it's crucial to contact Miss Utility before digging to prevent costly and dangerous utility strikes in your yard. So for tree planting, gardening, fence and mailbox installation, and more. Whether it's you or your contractor, confirm that whoever is digging visits missutility.net or calls 811. Before you dig, every dig, it's the law.
Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall live at the Strathmore Music Center on May 17th. Experience that classic Tijuana brass sound you know and love. Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall live at the Strathmore Music Center. Tickets available online.
This guy's in love with you.
Coming up, an investigation is underway into a spy after three women contracted HIV. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Do you remember that day, honey, 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget? Dominion Jewelers.
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
6:15.
More arrests have been made after police say a large group of teenagers swarmed a local drugstore and stole items. WTOP's Ralph Fox has more.
D.C. police say a total of six teens are now facing charges after a group of at least 20 people swarmed a CVS store in the Navy Yard neighborhood on April 16th. A security guard tried to stop them as they left without paying. One threw a bottle at the guard. Police arrested one 16-year-old, and now five more teens between the ages of 14 and 16 are under arrest. Two of the suspects, both 15-year-old females, were also charged in a separate assault in the National Mall that happened earlier that same night. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
To the war in Ukraine now, the country's army chief says his troops have been forced to retreat from three villages in the embattled East Coast and warns of a worsening situation if much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package don't reach the combat zone soon. A Washington-based think tank predicted over the weekend that Russian forces will likely make significant tactical gains in the coming weeks as acute ammunition shortages continue to hobble Ukraine's defense efforts. The Russian Defense Ministry claimed yesterday its forces had destroyed ammunition depots and military equipment housed at three airports across Ukraine. Kyiv has not confirmed this.
Here is what's trending this hour.
Our long drawn out national controversy may finally be over. Nike has agreed to change the MLB uniforms. The new uniforms had tiny letters and the uniforms did not match.
They need to fix the new jerseys ASAP.
Nike said they'll be returning to the larger lettering, bring back the previous tailoring, and use higher quality zippers. A few years ago, a study found race discrimination against job seekers solely based on their names and how ethnic they sounded. Researchers just rebooted that study and found better news this time around. In fact, the three best companies who hired on merit who didn't care what your name was were Kroger, Hilton, and Dr. Pepper. Most of us go shopping with friends so they can tell us, that looks terrible on you. But thanks to a new trend, people are shelling out almost $300 for a color analyst. They tell you you've been dressing wrong all these years and what colors you should be wearing instead. In New York City, there's one so sought after, they have a 2,000-person wait list. That's what's trending. I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Quick look now at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
An emergency weekend curfew for people 16 and under goes into effect, and it affects National Harbor.
Protests over the war in Gaza continue at George Washington University, even after calls from the university's president for people to wrap it up.
And we'll tell you how members of Congress are responding to protests over the war on many college campuses.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
6:18. traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's get back over to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
And let's watch out for delays in the district now. A report of a crash inbound on the 11th Street Bridge has delays on southbound DC 295 from Pennsylvania Avenue and on northbound I-295 before the Suitland Parkway, headed onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. So the longer that is there, the longer these delays are going to grow. Just something to keep in mind if those are the roads you're traveling on. Inbound New York Avenue, that slows from South Dakota Avenue to the light at Bladensburg Road with your lanes open. Also, Massachusetts Avenue had been closed in the area of DuPont Circle due to a tree down in the roadway. In Maryland, Route 1 closed between Patuxent Range Road and Guilford Road for the crash investigation. Watch for the redirection. Riggs Road near Saranac Street, a report of a wreck. University Boulevard eastbound after Rhode Island Avenue was a report of a crash. And watch for any delays northbound on Pennsylvania Avenue. After Dower House Road, the right lane is blocked with a broken down trash truck. In Virginia, northbound 95 has your delays, Dale City into Woodbridge, then good into Springfield, onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Eastbound 66 is slow out of Manassas, headed past 234 Business. While northbound 28 has your delays after 66, trying to head toward Willard Road with a report of a wreck. And northbound on the Loudoun County Parkway between Shellhorn Road and Raxpool Road, you're under police direction for that crash. Amtrak produces up to 83% less carbon emissions than traveling by car or plane. Book at Amtrak.com. Emissions comparisons vary depending on route and locomotive type. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff on what's going to be a real steamy day.
Indeed it will be. Are you ready for 90-degree temperatures?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but what choice do we have? Ready or not,
well,
here it comes.
Well, not a lot. Yeah, I think we're all going to get close to that 90-degree mark. Yesterday, 84, I thought felt pretty nice around here. I mean, it was warm for sure, but today we're going to take it up even more, a notch. Typical temperatures for something you'd see in early July, not for late April. Now, we do get early heat. It does happen for sure, but definitely this is earlier than average. And our record today is 91 back from 2017, and that definitely is in jeopardy for downtown. Plenty of sunshine, hydrate, plenty of fluids, you know, make sure you don't overexert yourself. It is the first really hot day of the season, so take some breaks if you need that. Into the evening, temperatures will be in the 60s. We'll just see some scattered clouds tomorrow, back to partly to mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, a few extra clouds into the afternoon, and maybe an isolated storm or two by evening. Nothing widespread, but an isolated chance as a frontal system works its way across our area tomorrow night into early Wednesday. That means by Wednesday, we're back to partly to mostly sunny skies and not quite as warm. We'll be in the low 80s on Wednesday, back to mid 80s on Thursday, maybe some overall cooler pattern emerging by Friday. That's when we can see temperatures back into the 70s and maybe a better shot for some showers as we head towards the weekend. But still early in the week and lots can change between now and then. The bottom line is just the heat is here, at least to get the week started. Outside right now, it is 59 in Leesburg, 62 in Lexington Park. Right now, it is 64 in Quantico.
And it's brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 8885-HELMET.
And coming up on WTOP,
how health ambassadors are helping their communities get cancer screenings. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant.
621.
What's wrong with Rick? He's kind of spacey.
That's Rick's identical twin, Scott. He's not used to answering to Rick.
What's going on?
Rick asked me to keep it secret, but he asked his twin to cover his shift so he could go to Diamonds Direct to shop.
But this is a jewelry store.
Exactly. But the prices and selection are so much better at Diamonds Direct. Rick doesn't want the boss to get suspicious, so Scott's here in case the boss sees Rick at Diamonds Direct.
But that would mean that the boss is at Diamonds Direct, too.
Yeah. We have a lot of secrets.
You never know who you'll run into at Diamonds Direct. With unbeatable direct importer prices, the highest quality diamonds, the most sought-after designer rings, the best customer service, the strongest guarantees in the industry, it's just a no-brainer.
You think if Scott had a mustache, he'd look like me?
Go where everyone goes. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Switch your agency to Verizon Business Internet and get the scalable and reliable wireless internet needed to keep your workforce securely connected. As many services that rely on legacy broadband continue to be phased out, now is the time to transition your agency to the modern wireless internet you need. With Verizon Business Internet, you get faster speeds, so your workforce can operate more efficiently with less downtime and deliver better constituent experiences. Switch to Verizon today and get the most out of your internet. Learn more at Verizon.com/federal.
You're listening to WTOP News.
6:23, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. There's been a decline in the number of people, especially minorities, getting breast, colon, and lung cancer screenings since the worst of the COVID pandemic. And now a local cancer center is training community members to become healthcare advocates.
Fear may be the reason that many minorities are not getting back into cancer screenings.
And so sometimes it's easier to just push it back in the back of someone's mind as opposed to facing it head on.
Hannah Safran, a community health associate with the GW Cancer Center, says there are also other reasons.
It takes a long time to get to certain healthcare offices. Sometimes the offices don't feel as welcoming. These are all structural barriers that can make it really difficult.
Safran says they're working to remove those barriers,
which is why we have neighborhood health ambassadors. We want to meet people where they are in the community.
Stephanie Gaines Bryant, WTOP News.
This is part of our continuing coverage of people making a difference in our community. To find out more, go to WTOP.com.
They went in for cosmetic procedures and they left with HIV.
The CDC believes it's the first documented cases of people contracting HIV through a cosmetic procedure using needles. Three women were getting vampire facials, which involves blood to rejuvenate the skin. But a federal investigation found the clinic reused disposable equipment. It began after a woman in her 40s had tested positive for HIV, even though she had no known risk factors. She reported exposure to needles through the procedure at the clinic. The spa closed after the investigation began and its owner prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Dave Preston, what's up?
Oh, Capitals fall 4-2 to the New York Rangers and get swept out of the first round of the playoffs. Rangers holding Alex Ovechkin without a goal in this series, Coach Spencer Carberry.
He's not getting opportunities, puck touches, shots. That they checked him so tightly over there that now all of a sudden, every time he gets a puck, he's got a half second to make a play, and there's usually a stick or some shin pads on it.
Caps haven't won a playoff series since taking the Stanley Cup in 2018. Sunday's other winners, Colorado, Winnipeg, and Edmonton each take 3-1 series leads. Baseball Nationals come back from a 7-0 deficit to beat Miami 12-9, manager Davey Martinez.
The energy was incredible. It really was. I mean, and they fed after every hit, after every run. You could see it. You know, next guy wanted to get up there and do the same thing. Next guy wanted to get up there and do the same thing. So it was a good team effort.
Nats go for the 4-game wraparound sweep this evening. Orioles cough up a late lead in their 7-6 loss to Oakland. NBA Minnesota sweeps Phoenix.